was speaking about how thankful he was for the support of the church on his mission. I thank God for you, church, for your support and the school ministries and the things that God has blessed us to be a part of. Our message is entitled today, A State of Decline. If you have your Bibles, would like to turn with us today. Look with us, if you will, dear friends, to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 64. As you're looking at this passage of Scripture that we're about to read in just a few moments, you will know and realize that Isaiah chapter 63, chapter 64, and chapter 65 has to do with prophecy and the state of the nation of Israel and this time in the ministry of the prophet Isaiah. A state of decline. It has to do with deterioration. Things crumbling and falling apart. When Isaiah, the crown prince of the writing prophets, penned this passage more than 600 years before the birth of Christ, this man, being led by the Holy Spirit, looked and seen the state of his people, and it burdened his heart in a tremendous way. Isaiah, through the inspiration of the Lord, pen this passage that applies so good for the day and time in which it is that we live. For we, dear friends, find ourselves in a state of decline, where the world around us seems to be crumbling before our very eyes. But I'm thankful today that as it was in the days of Isaiah the prophet, our Lord and Savior, who loves us and cares for us, is willing to lift us up, stir our hearts, our minds, and souls, and bring us, praise God, where He would have us to be. In Isaiah chapter 64, we'll begin reading in verse number 4. And Lord willing, we will read down through verse number 8. For since the beginning of the world, man have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath I seen, O God, besides thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness. Those that remember thee in thy ways, behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned in those who continue it, and we shall be saved. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. And there is none that calleth upon the name of that stirred up himself to take hold of thee, for thou hast hid thy face from us, and hath consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou art the potter, and we all are the work of thy hand. Oh, dear friends, when the prophet Isaiah penned this passage, he seen a world that seemed to be falling apart around him. The state of Israel was in great disarray, and his heart was burdened because he seen how that the mighty God who delivered them from bondage of Egypt, how that the mighty God who loved them and delivered them so many times seemed so distant from his people. Isaiah's heart was heavily burdened. And we thought, dear friends, as the days of late, how that many hearts today are so burdened simply because that it seems as their world around them is in disarray and falling apart. And when we find ourselves in that state of decline, it seems as though that the Lord is far away. But I want you to understand something today, dear friends. The Lord who loves us and cares for us is with us today. For every blood-bought believer who knows Jesus Christ as Lord, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, indwells our hearts, our minds, and our soul. I'm thankful today that in the times in my life when I felt low and down and out, that the Lord was always able to reach down and lift me up and take me out of that state of despair and bring to me to a place in my life where the joy and the peace is felt in my heart. If you're here today and you feel as though everything around you is falling apart, just look to the one who loves you and cares for you, and he, praise God, will bring you where you need to be. Oh, dear friends, when we began to look at this passage, the Holy Spirit begin to remind us how that we can't comprehend all that awaits those who have faith in God. But I began to focus upon Israel at this time. Their sin and their iniquity had blinded them from the joy that comes from serving God. And Isaiah seen how that the iniquity of the chosen people had infiltrated each and every facet of that nation. It found itself in a state of decline, and it was deteriorating before the prophet's eyes. And here he's calling out to God on behalf of his people, designed for them to turn a close eye and turn a gentle spirit to the one who loves them and cares for them. I tell you today, dear friends, our Lord God who cares for us is simply today just a care away. You may say, Brother Lynn, I got sin, I got iniquity, I got things in my life that's depressing and holding me down. I tell you today, friend, we serve the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, who can bring to you to a place of peace and tranquility. He can bring to you a joy and a peace that can comfort you in the trying time you find yourself. Oh, dear friends, I begin to focus upon that because prophet Isaiah would write, thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Oh, dear friends, Isaiah remembered when the people were in tune with God and the joy of the Lord was manifesting itself in their lives. But he began to see how that things changed in the nation of Israel. Just look around our world today. How quick things has changed in the last 10 to 20 years. It seemed as though a state of decline is everywhere. Deterioration of moral fibers seems to be at a feverish pace, and I begin to focus upon that because I know how that it burdened Isaiah. We know how it burdens us, and the only remedy to the hurts and the pains and the sins of this world is God Almighty.
Oh, I began to focus upon that much these last few days. Well, you see, dear friends, Isaiah had a purpose. His purpose was this. He had a desire in his heart for the people of Israel to be prepared. Be prepared. Prepared for what? Be prepared to meet the Lord. Be prepared to be the man, woman, and boy and girl that the Lord would have you to be. I believe, dear friends, that the Lord God Almighty, who is in our presence today, has a desire to work in us and through us and about us and prepare us for His soon coming home. Oh, aren't you glad today that we serve a present Lord who's long-suffering, who's kind, who's willing to do what's needed in your life, in my life, to prepare us to meet Him. I began to think about that because Isaiah, in verse number 5, when he talked about they could rejoice, they worked in righteousness, they remembered those times. They remembered the joy. They remembered the peace. They remembered the tranquility. They remembered the times when they were in unison with God. But he also pointed out that they are wroth, for we have sinned in those continuance, and we shall be saved. What he was saying was this, was that they were spiraling down a pathway of despair. They turned their back upon God, and they were spinning out of control. That seems very favorable in the world today. We're seeing much more today than we did yesterday. The world state is falling apart around us. But praise be to God, the Lord that we serve and praise God belong to. He's still in the saving business. And I'm thankful today that when Isaiah penned this passage to this despondent, very troubled people, I want you to understand something. He pointed out the error of their ways. He showed them how that God would love them and how that God would chasten them. For the Bible says in verse 6 of Isaiah 64, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and our righteousness as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away." What that word filthy rags mean? It means sin. It means sin. What Isaiah was saying, you look good on the outside, but on the inside, you're falling morally apart. Does that not seem a lot like our world today? I remember what Jesus said in Matthew 23, in verse number 27, when addressing the religious leaders of the Jewish world. He said in verse 27 of Matthew 23, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and all uncleanliness." Oh, I tell you, if you was to look at Israel in the day and time of Isaiah, they looked pristine. They looked as though that nothing could stand in their way. But when you turn your back upon God, I tell you, you can look out, because trying and worse and terrible times lie ahead. What Isaiah is proclaiming is the word. He's proclaiming the truth. And he declared to the people of Israel, if they didn't fall from their evil ways and turn back to God, their despair was at hand. A state of decline seems to be all around us. You say, well, Brother Lynn, are they a remedy for that? Oh, yes.
There's a remedy for that. There, in verse number 7 of Isaiah 64, he writes, "And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up thyself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us and hath consumed us because of our iniquities." Notice what he said. Notice what he said. Well, you see, the same message that Isaiah proclaimed 690-some years ago is the same message that has to be declared today. For he said, "There is none that call upon the name that stirreth thyself to take hold of thee." Oh, dear friends, if you reach out to the Lord, He'll bless you. He'll help you, but He will never force Himself upon you. Isaiah is saying that none are reaching out. None are reaching out. They all know to reach out, but none was reaching out. That's why they were falling apart. You know, I used to work for the sheriff's department. I'd be working back there in booking support. They'd bring an inmate in. I prayed for them, ministered with them to the best of our abilities. But you know, they would be running the roads and fighting and carousing and doing all their things at 9 o'clock, get arrested by 10 o'clock, get brought into booking at 10:30, and it's, "Oh, how I love Jesus." Everybody loves Jesus when things are falling apart. Everybody loves the Lord when they're in trouble. But the Bible teaches us to be instant in season and out of season. What Isaiah is saying to the people of faith, he is saying this: don't fall in despair before you reach out. Oh, dear friends, we're to take hold of the Lord each and every day of our lives. Every day. Every day. But Isaiah was saying, none are reaching out. And you know something, today when we minister and we share, we see more of that today than we ever have. So many look so good on the outside, but on the inside, corruption and iniquity or bringing their lives to a standstill. Isaiah would say that if we take hold of thee, if we take hold of thee, all can change. Last week, when we were looking at this passage of Scripture, I thought about how that we as believers can know that the Word of God has something for each and every one of us. Well, you see, when Isaiah would talk about reaching out, the Holy Spirit in our study reminded us of a passage of Scripture that comes to us out of the Gospel of Mark. In Mark chapter number 5, Mark writes in verse 27, he talks about a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years and had spent all that she had, but a cure was nowhere around. But she heard of a man named Jesus and how that Jesus came in the midst. And the Bible says in verse 27 of Mark chapter 5, when she heard of Jesus, came into the press behind and touched his garment. When she reached out and she took a hold of the Lord, all was made well in her life. Not just some things, but all things. That's what Isaiah is saying. If we will call out, if we will reach out, we don't have to find ourselves wallowing in a state of despair. For He is our help. He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is the present help in time of trouble. Isaiah said this, and it blessed my heart. In verse 8 of Isaiah 64, he says, "But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay. And thou art our potter. And we all are the work of thy hand." You know, I thought about that. Funny that Isaiah would talk about the potter. He would talk about the clay. That's all you and I are, just earthen vessels. Sinners saved by grace who fell and come short of the glory of God every day. But Isaiah made a point to talk about the clay and that we're the work of his hand. You say, why, Brother Lynn? It was because that when this old clay gets marred through sin and all kinds of evil, hellish things, the Lord don't cast us out. He don't throw us away because He is the master potter. He will take us. He'll reshape us. He'll make us, praise God, what we need to be. For Isaiah seen. Isaiah was full of hope. And another contemporary prophet of yesteryear by the name of Jeremiah spoke also of the potter and the clay. For Jeremiah would write in verse number 4 of chapter 18, "And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make it." Oh, dear friend, when you call out and you reach out, you're giving the potter permission to come and reshape and retweak and form you how you need to be. I don't know about you, but I need a little reshaping now and again. Because the sin and the iniquity and the failing and the coming short is not just on you, it's on me too. We're all in the old simple flesh. What's subject to fail and to come short each and every day? But praise be to God for a sovereign Lord. And as the message of Isaiah conveyed, that his desire was the people to make ready for the coming of the Lord. Our message today is to make ready for the coming of the Lord. Listen, if Jesus Christ, and you know that Jesus Christ was coming back today to take his church, would there be a change in your life? I don't know about you, but if we know that for a fact, it'd be like a stampede. You know, to trample this old preacher down, getting up here so quick. But you wouldn't trample me down because I'd be the first one down. You see, dear friends, Israel thought that they had eons of time. What Isaiah is saying is this: don't put off to do tomorrow what needs to be done today. You say, well, Brother Lynn, what can I do? Well, the Word of God addresses that. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse number 14. Listen to this. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and will turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." if my people, Israel was his people. We here at Pine Hill Baptist Church, we're his people. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Doesn't have to be a state of despair. It can be a state of joy, peace, and contentment. How did we get where we are? Now, we can blame Washington. We can blame mom. We can blame dad. We can blame job. We can blame social society. We can blame the infrastructure of their land. We can blame a lot of things. But, dear friends, what it's boiling down to, it's self. I can't live for you and you can't live for me. It's a personal thing. And that's why Isaiah got so personal with this people in this prophetic message from 63, 64, and 65 of the book of Isaiah. Because Isaiah desired something, because God had desired it and laid it upon his heart. He desired for a change to take place. Brother Joe went on a mission trip because he desired to see change. Brother Bob Guthrie's went on several mission trips because he has a desire to see change. I've been on the mission field. I desire to see change. But before any change can take place, where he leads and we go, there must be a change here. To be made ready. To be made ready. And that's what Isaiah is conveying. Be ready! Be ready. For we know not the moment or the hour when the return of the Lord is coming. But while he tarries to come from his church, you and I are to be obedient and to do all that we can to grow the kingdom of our mighty Lord. In a state of decline? Yes. Are they hope? Yes. For as long as my Jesus Christ is on the throne, sitting on the right hand of God the Father, there's hope. Let's stand to our feet.